Whenever 69-year-old Johnny Mae Clark feels nostalgic for her childhood, all she has to do is jump in the car and make a short drive.
I haven't found another place like Sloss to live in a community. I haven't been there yet. But right now, I love to come here because it brings back memories and I feel free. I feel just free out here.
Clark was born at Sloss Quarters in 1945. Her father worked at Sloss Furnaces for more than 40 years. One reason he stayed so long was the company provided housing, a safe and secure place to live.
My name is Karen Oots, and I am at home of Mrs. Gertrude Jones, who was born in Sloss Quarters, and she was kind enough to grant me this interview today.
Researchers are collecting the oral histories of families who used to live there. Karen Oots is the curator of Sloss Furnaces National Historic Landmark. She says the company encouraged family men to live at the quarters. Her hope is that when people visit, it's more than just a tour of the furnaces.
But now you can put a face with the place, if you will. You can walk over here and you can, it's kind of the aha moment. So this is what the women did.
The women of Sloss cared for their children, but they also made money selling home-cooked meals to workers. That helped them escape becoming domestic servants to families in Birmingham suburbs, something more difficult if they didn't live at Sloss Quarters. Each family had a garden, there was a doctor's office, and a commissary. 23rd Street Baptist Church was close by, and Thomas Elementary School was across the street. And every family lived in an open shotgun-style house. Starting in 2012, researchers began an archaeological dig in an empty field where rows of houses once stood. They found perfectly preserved soda bottles, toys, bones, and even dog tags from World War II. June Ebersol from the McWane Center led the dig. He says those artifacts help tell the story of the people of Sloss.
The research potential of this site is unbelievable. Stories that it can tell, and then the unique stories that it can tell about the families living at Sloss Quarters. It's not a story that's really been told.
That's changing. The original houses of Sloss Quarters are long gone. But together with the city of Birmingham, Sloss Furnaces purchased a shotgun house and moved it to the grounds. It's in the process of being restored, so when tourists visit, they can see what it looked like. After the house is finished, in partnership with the Birmingham Historical Society, Sloss Furnaces will take artifacts and research to create a unique Sloss experience. Walking the grounds of Sloss among the boilers and blast furnaces, Johnny Clark goes back in time to her childhood. She can remember the hot days, the cookouts, the dancing, the long nights spent on front porches. She feels her dad's presence. It's around lunchtime, and when she was little, this would have been when she brought him his home-cooked meal. She stands in the shade of an overpass as cars drive by.
You know, I can feel him still up there working. I can see him like up on the stairways right up there with his black muckles on, and he'll come out and he'd be sweating. I said, Dad, you're hot? He said, hot up here, girl. I said, yes, sir.
Someday soon, perhaps next year, she hopes others will see more than the old pipes, boilers, and furnaces. They'll see the people and the families that kept them running. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.